We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dean at the Yale School of Management here on Brian & Company. Jeffrey, how you doing? Good summer?
Well, great. Thank you for leaving so much time. I'm honored.
No, I mean, we're always so tight in the morning here, but it's funny, before we even communicated on email, I had seen you push out the piece and, you know, basically talking about sanctions in Russia. And my first question overarching is, what made you want to do a deep dive on the impact or lack of impact of sanctions on Russia?
Well, you know, Brian, for the last 45 years, and yes, I'm that old, I've been studying the impact of corporate activities on the rest of society, corporate social performance, well before this ESG terminology became the rage, and just trying to see whether or not on gun safety or immigration reform or climate change issues or whatever, they take positions and figure out who's doing what. Well, this Russia stuff on the outbreak of war, the 24th of February, before we could even figure out what was going on quite there, is 12 companies pulled out right away. And right. They were the last 12 you would have thought would be on the front lines of some social change or international human rights. It was big tech, big oil, and professional service firms that usually jump off a cliff rather than get involved in any controversy. So in talking with them, they told me their primary concern, the CEOs at those places, were the fraudsters, clever PR people that were giving credit for the same courageous moves that they were not making. So we separated out the good guys and bad guys and went back to your old friends on CNBC, put it on the air. The stocks crashed to the fraudsters, the companies that were just digging in, and soared with the companies that were leaving. We thought there's something amazing here. So that's how we got into it. We put the names out there. It grew from 12 to 75 to 50 to 100, and now it's 1,200 firms
that have left Russia. So I guess the question is largely, I mean, so you're talking about that sort of the corporate impact. You couple that with the government sanctions. And, you know, listen, the ruble crashed initially and there was all these thoughts of an economic collapse in Russia. It has not happened. The ruble rebounded incredibly well. And I have my own thoughts on the reasons behind a few of it. But generally speaking, it doesn't feel like the Russian economy is on the verge of collapse. Or are we not seeing stuff that's actually happening?
That's people falling victim to Putin's spin. That's Putin's propaganda. That's like believing that the Jewish president of Ukraine is actually a Nazi. Or as Putin has said as well, that Hitler was a Nazi. Or that they invented refrigeration, aviation, and the internet. You know, he puts out this nonsense. But the truth is the economy is imploding on every single dimension. The ruble is a managed currency. He stopped all trading in the ruble with the outbreak of war. You can't sell the ruble. There's no market for the ruble. The ruble is whatever it is when he wakes up that morning and assigns a number to it, and that's where it is. But it's not part. It's not anymore an exchange-traded currency. They've defaulted on their debt, so they're running deficits, and nobody can bail them out because they're uninvestable. They have soaring inflation. They have massive unemployment. And he stopped all the national income statistics that economists have used for the last century, and even with Russia for the last 30 years. You don't know how much money's flowing in, flowing out, how much in terms of imports and exports. We do know that we go to other countries to find out how much they're importing in there, and it's fallen by 50% at a minimum. Even China has cut back by 50%. So they're in bad shape. We don't know.
Let me interrupt, though, Professor and Dean Sonnenfeld here from the Yale School of Management on Brian and Company, because then usually what happens, and they used to talk about it, never really worked. If GDP fell like under 5%, China was going to have civil unrest, whatever. But here, to me, it seems that if that were the case and it was that dire, you would see more public outcry, even in a restricted Russia. And we don't see that. And I think ultimately my instinct leads me to oil and gas, because they've still, it's so wag the dog to me that Germany and all these countries are buying billions of dollars in Russian fuel, in a war that they're against, they're actually funding.
They're cutting that off. The spigot is cut off completely on December 5th, but they've cut out dramatically. They're no longer buying the gas, for example. That part of that is Russia threatened to cut it off themselves. But right now they're buying. Russia was selling 86% of their gas into Europe because it's the only place that could buy it. It's in a vapor form. It's not liquid, so they can't transport it elsewhere. Putin said, oh, we'll just sell it to India or sell it to China. They can't do that. It takes pipelines, gas pipelines, vapor pipelines. They don't have them. So they can't do that. It's just silly saber rattling. Europe was onto this. So what they started to do is they're buying more from the U.S. than they are from Russia now and more from Norway. They're already, Germany and the rest of EU, has 80% of their tanks for the winter filled. This is about 20% ahead of where they were this time last year. They're in very good shape. Plus, just to be safe, they had a voluntary, amazing, unanimous EU voluntary rationing of 15% that they're going to cut back, which is incredible on just their gas usage. And then on top of that, they're building these massive plants that convert vapor back into liquid into vapor, so they can take even more from Algeria and other parts of the world that are coming in there. In terms of oil, Russia, they're barely breaking even on their oil. Since they can't sell it now into Europe anymore, they said we'll sell it to China and we'll sell it to India there. China and India are pretty smart. They've asked for $35 a discount on what is only the gas now is $86 a barrel to start with. So they're looking at $50-some a barrel at most. It cost them $46 to manufacture it, but now to get it over there, instead of it being 2 or 3 days as it takes to get into Europe, it takes them almost a month and a half to get it there. So there goes their profits. So they're they're in bad shape. And
we only have about a minute here, and I never like to interject, but we're talking with Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, Dean of the Yale School of Management. I only have time for one more question. Unfortunately, this time around, we should have you come up to Farmington and come in studio for a half hour.
In a heartbeat. And just Jeff, we've known each other too long.
I know. Okay. All right, Jeff. So why isn't there rioting in the streets?
You know, they had 16,500 out last week. It doesn't get reported on. Guess what? There's no free press. But it's hard to get that information out. But what it is, there's a tipping point. We saw this happen in East Germany with Eric Honecker. We heard it sort of happen with Ceausescu in Romania, Jaruzelski in Poland. It was economic blockades that threw out Gaddafi in Libya, and same thing in Argentina and Chile. It works, but there's a tipping point that's different for each country. Russians are used to enduring a lot of pain, so we'll see what their tipping point is.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much. We'll make plans sometime in the fall to come up.
Oh, anytime. Thanks.
All right. Jeff Sonnenfeld, Dean of the Yale School of Management. You can find the paper that does a deep dive into the impact of both, you know, the government and the business world sanctioning of Russia.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.